Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Father, we thank you. We want to thank you for every good thing you've done for us. We thank you, Father, for your love, your mercy endures forever. We thank you, Father, for what you did in the past, in the days gone by. We thank you for yesterdays. We thank you for yesteryears. We thank you, Father, for where you're taking us. You're taking us to a good land. You're taking us to a good land. A land where bread will not be scarce. A land in which we shall lack no good thing. We thank you, Father, for you're going to enable us to live a good life. We are going to see good days in the name of Jesus. A good life and good days. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your grace that enables us to cross over. We thank you, Father, for you help us to follow you as you lead us. For you take us into a land that we have never been. So, Father, we thank you because of your Spirit who guides us into this spacious land, into this good land, a land of fulfilled promises. In the name of Jesus, a land of answered prayer, a land of blessings. In the name of Jesus, a land of fulfillment, promises fulfilled, a land where we shall have answers to prayer. We thank you, Father, and we glorify you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for the ears to hear. We thank you, Father, for the grace to obey. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory be to God. Give a big hand clap to the worship team. Hallelujah. Thank you, Albert and Bruce and Esther. Okay, Bruce and Esther, there's some people who don't know you. This is a couple, all right? Stand up. Okay. Okay, give them a big hand clap. Eh? They have led us today in praise and worship. We thank God for that. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes, Bruce sang for his wife at the wedding. I was there at the reception. And he composed a song. You composed? Anyway, you sang. Okay. And okay. Men, you should sing for your what? For your wives and girlfriends. Say amen. Okay. Huh? Okay, Bob. Have you ever sung for your wife? I have never sung for my wife. But I rehearsed in what? In senior six. Okay, I did what? I don't know whether this is a good... Yeah, anyway, I rehearsed. Eh? So one day I what? Glory be to God. All right? My daughter was teaching us how to dance. What's that thing? Ballet? What's that dance?
Ballet.
Yeah, that's what... That dance where you spin, eh? What is it? Yes, you know. So, I don't know why she, any kids these days. Yeah. So she's like, Daddy on your, she calls it, anniversary. Anniversary, you eh? Then she say, come, I'm going to teach you. Mommy, come. And I'm going to be tough on you. You know? I'm going to, then she said, now you do then, what, then, you know, eh? Then later I say, you have to look in the eyes. Can you imagine? My daughter. Okay. You have to, anyway. But those are not, man, the kid is getting spoiled. No. If when you're talking to someone, you look in the eye, isn't it? Isn't that so? Yes. So, yeah. Glory be to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Greet your neighbor. Thank them for coming. Welcome them in the house of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. I see some people, I don't know whether they are visitors. Did you welcome visitors? You did. Eh? You're welcome. Eh? All right. Yeah. Welcome to this church. Yes. As you all can see, I'm preaching today. Teddy is disappointed. Yeah. Teddy likes Joanne and Carol. All right. Okay. Many of you are disappointed, but there's nothing you can do what? About it. Glory be to God. Yes, God is good. Eh? God is very good. Hallelujah. Yes, what I sense, you know, what I sense God is, you know, is doing with us is exactly what, you know, we have sung and as I prayed. Many of you are going to enter, you know, you're going to see promises fulfilled. All right? Yeah, many of you, you know, great things are going to happen to you. All right? God is going to do you good. Glory be to God. Amen. God is going to do you good. All right? Now, I began to think these thoughts sometime on Wednesday, and I was like, if I'm given, you know, an opportunity to preach, I'll talk about this. Eh? Okay? God is going to enable you to live a good life. Hallelujah. God wants people to live good lives. Right? The only problem is, number one, when that is made, anyway, when that message or preaching is made the major thing, that you understand, it's made the major thing. Every time people come to church, blessings are coming, you know, it's made them major thing. Yeah. And the things which are more precious, okay, which are more precious to God, are delegated to the behind, you know, All right. Glory be to God. However, God wants people to live good lives. All right. God wants people to see good days. Glory be to God. Alright? Okay? And, like I said, I sense that's what God is getting us into. And the more I thought about it, I think on Saturday, yesterday, I was like, hey, wait a minute. This kind of corresponds or is similar or is related to what, Carol, you know, was talking about last week. Eh? Okay? To remember the great things God has done for you. If you're to remember things God has done for you, it usually implies that now you're going somewhere else. Isn't it? Alright? She talked about how the children of Israel crossed Jordan. Eh? Okay? They crossed Jordan into the promised land. Alright? She talked about that last week. Eh? Into the promised land. Eh? Okay, from Egypt, from the wilderness, into the promised land. Glory be to God. All right? And God gave them instructions. He told them, please, when you get there, live like this. Because if you don't live like this, you understand, you're going to be thrown out. Eh? You're going to, the promised land will be no more for you. And you'll be, exiled and you'll suffer while you're there. Hallelujah. So I sense that's what God is getting ready to do or has started to do it with many lives in this place. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we get on that journey of crossing over, all right, we have to God would want us to know a few things, one or two, okay, what will enable all of us to cross in there and what will help us to remain there in a good land, okay, enjoying a good life and seeing good days. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, everything that I'm going to tell you, I've already told you. All right? I've told you what I'm going to tell you. 1 Peter chapter 3, from verse 8 to 12. It says, this is Peter. He says that, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Glory be to God. Today we are talking about inheriting a blessing or inheriting blessings. All right? Okay? For purposes of today's sermon or today's word, the blessings here mean, obtaining the promises. You understand? And having prayers answered. You understand? Okay, so it says, you were called to this. So that what? So that you may inherit a blessing. God wants us to inherit a blessing or to inherit blessings. All right? Then he quotes from the Psalms. He says, he who would love life and see good days, then he tells that person the things to do. Let him refrain his tongue from evil, his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Glory be to God. Now, in my messed up days of hyper grace, these are the scriptures which used to mess me up. And I would fly over them. Because, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how you live. You understand? The blessings, those things of do this and God will do this, live right and God will do this. That was the law. Old Testament. Then you would read Peter, New Testament. And man, he would quote from the Psalms. And he says, he who would love life and see good days, okay, then he gives conditions for that. He says, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Now, a condition to what? To loving life and seeing good days. These are scriptures which mess me up. So I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. You understand? All my sins were, so, he said, when he was on the cross, he said, it is finished. Do you understand? It is finished. He failed, fully. Then you get on this scripture, man. This guy got it from the Old Testament and he placed it in the New. Because he knew I think God had given him a prophecy, and a vision, of some guy who would be living in the 2000s, me. Who would what? Who was getting stupid. And God is a man. Put this thing for that guy. You know. All right? So, God wants us to love life. Okay? What does loving life mean? It means seeing good days. All right? Okay? And then he says, this is what you should do. Refrain your tongue from evil. Okay? And that means stop speaking deceit. Glory be to God. Now, these are the things which make me a bad what? Preacher. These days. Instead of kuchamusa bantu, by the way, I've kuchamusa you. God wants you to what? To love life. That is his plan for you, eh? Remember? Crossing over. You know? And you're going to see good days. Glory be to God. Okay? So don't forget that, eh? Hallelujah. Okay? However, if you are a liar, you understand, eh? God wants you to stop it. Amen? Stop it, eh? Lying, eh? Okay, stop it. Okay, if you're accustomed, it is your habit to speak deceit. Okay, the Lord is like, please stop it. Glory be to God. Okay, that will enable you to love life. Eh? You will see good days. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. You know, LG, that electronic company, makes fridges and, you know. Do you know what LG means? It means life is good. Local government. Albert, what issues do you have with local government? Local government, those cars, LG. Okay, but now, they are, you know, good, you know. Anyway, electronic, you know, good stuff, LG. I got to know years ago that it means life is good. Last week, I had a dream. I don't know where it was from, but maybe it was God. I don't know. Okay, but I don't want you to relate it, to use it as a confirmation that this message is from heaven. But I had a dream on Tuesday. I was in my car, okay? You know, when you sit in your car somewhere, you know, an open place, you know, in the countryside, okay, and you put down the windows, okay, so that the breeze, you know, a cool breeze can, you know, and you put up your legs. Have you ever done that? You've never. Anyway, because maybe you have never experienced a good life. And so, I was in the dream, you know, rather in the car, you know, seated in the car, windows down, a breeze, you know, okay, and legs up, you know. Then some guy here in church who came to tell me something. Then he told me stuff, and then we ended the conversation by telling him, telling him that life is good. Glory be to God. Now, I don't know where that dream was from. I don't know. And it is not the reason why I'm preaching this. Do you understand? But maybe I've messed you up. However, from Carol's message, okay, we are thanking God for what he has done. Okay? And remember, never to forget those things. Why? Because it implies that we are going somewhere else. Do you understand? Hallelujah. And we're not going to a bad land. Okay, when they cross the Jordan, they are not going to a bad land. They are going to a land of, a good land. A land flowing with milk and honey. Glory be to God. He told them that in that land, okay, you will lack nothing. One of the best books you'll ever read in the Bible is Deuteronomy. Okay, that's where there are good things in there. Okay. A land where you lack nothing. A land where bread won't be scarce. You understand? Now, that land, when you're in that land, you cannot afford but to say that my life is good. Glory be to God. Amen. You know, in that land, anyway, let me not say what. Life is what? Is good in that land. In that land, you're seeing good days. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, for some of you, in order to achieve this, this is what God wants to do for many of us during this time. I repeat, a land where promises are going to be fulfilled. You know, okay? Prayers are going to be answered. You know, but he says, first of all, refrain your tongue from evil. And your lips from speaking deceit. Okay? Refrain your what? Your tongue from what? Speaking evil. Now, speaking evil does not only mean lying, but it also means what? Just talking nonsense, rubbish. Not only talking it, but also singing it. Glory be to God. Now, these are revelations. Singing rubbish. You understand? Singing rubbish. Okay? All right? When a monocle like, Sam enters your car, man, they want to run out because of the things you're playing in your car. And you're singing along. You what? Man, you know, you see rubbish. You know, Okay? And you see when you're listening to those things and singing along, okay, it will get you to what? To doing evil, from which the Lord wants you to turn. Because verse 11 says, let him turn away from evil and do good. If you're listening to that stuff, there is no way you can listen to those bad, dirty songs. In addition, of course, to watching dirty movies. There is no way you can do that stuff. And you don't what? Do the evil that you're listening to or that you're watching. Impossible. Impossible. This is why some of the... I'm sorry to say, and please, women, don't stone me. Some of these women who are what? Beaten by their what? Husbands. Some of them are to blame. Why? Because they sit together and encourage they sit together with their husbands and encourage themselves to watch boxing. Boxing. Again, if you are new here, I've said it many times. I've never believed boxing is anywhere near God. I don't believe God gives what? Talent. For you to whatever someone's eye, no mujira, no timing, you understand? You know, hammer some guy's head and now then you win and then say glory to God. Now, I've had guys who are saying, that guy's even a pastor. Is that South American, in 2017. And I remember there was, and there are those things which happen, there's a game which, it happened, I think, December, late December. There's usually a big match of boxing. Okay? And during that Sunday, man, this church is empty. Because it's in the night. Remember, it takes place, I think, in the States. Okay? So here, so guys sleep like at 6 a.m. That time it was that guy, Mayweather. You remember? And Pacquiao, whatever. Apparently, that girl is in a pastor. Pacquiao. Now, those are his. You're born again. But God has never called you to beat people. You understand? And you can't. Now, can you imagine Jesus in a boxing ring? Can you imagine? So anyway, this is, I believe, I'm trying to get you guys out, you women, out of what? Boxing, eh? Encouraging your boyfriend and girlfriend to get there to love, eh? You know, eh? Then you're there, what, you know? Now, what do you think is entering the guy's mind, you know, subconsciously? Do you understand? Then you make him cut a wire, shoo! You know, a fist. And you wonder where it came from. You're the one who brought it. Or you're the one who what? Encouraged it to come. Eh? You know, wrestling. Eh? Wrestling. Eh? I remember when we were kids. Eh? I remember there was Michael Hayes. There were those guys. Eh? Who? Anyway, those funny guys. So my brother used to be like, you know, you have to watch these things. Eh? So that you can learn. Eh? Hey, how to harm a guy, you know, eh? When a guy is there, eh, trying to play in smack, we used to call it chukso. Anyway, we had a guy, he came from, I think, Mbara High. He was called Muchunguzi, eh? And he knew martial arts. Well, schools in the West, man, he knew what? Eh, but those guys were bad. West, they used to beat up. Anyway, they used to flex with police, red tops. You know, eh? And so, Muchunguzi knew martial arts. Eh? So, he came to smack and guys were amazed. Why? So, from his name came the word chukso. Eh? Muchunguzi, chukso. So, Muchunguzi knew what? Chukso, martial arts. First Peter. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. All right? Conditions in the New Testament. Now, you know, people say, but that is legalism. Well, it is in the New Testament. Glory be to God. All right? So then verse 12 says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. Now, in our hyper grace, you know, see, the eyes of the Lord and everybody, and you know, and he says, and his ears are open to their prayers. Who? The righteous. Who are the righteous? He has told you, eh? In the preceding verse. Okay, those who turn away from evil and they do good, you know, those who are not filled, their mouths are not filled with deceit. Okay? In my messed up days, or the hyper grace, I was like, we are all the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And it's true, eh? Okay? But there's also something called what? Righteous living, eh? Which is also part of the New Testament. Okay? It says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. Okay? Why are they on the righteous? So that he can enable them to love life and to see good days. Glory be to God. And his ears are open to their prayers. What does that mean? It means that sometimes God's ears are not open to people who are not living rightly. Eh? People whose lives are not sanctified, consecrated unto him. Glory be to God. Notice I haven't what? Read. Eh? Haven't yet. Eh? Read anything from the old one. I'm reading the new text. First Peter. Okay. All right. Answered prayer. It says here. Yeah. God is like, this is sometimes why I don't answer people's prayers. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Please say yes. Okay. Hallelujah. Today is not a day to tell you to give, so I can what? I can get you angry, you know? The day that I'm going to make you give, I'll come with only nice what? Hallelujah. I'll come with Esther, what? Sings for you and you be happy, then I come, you understand? Eh? There's no way you can tell someone to give after you've made them annoyed. Okay? And he says, but the face of the Lord is against those who do what? The face of the Lord. Eh?
is against those who do what? All right.
But his face is shining, you know. Well, you know, you have to find a way of man tearing those pages from the Bible, the New Testament. Can you imagine you're born again and you're a member of LAT, but apparently God's face is against what? Against you. Do you guys know a prophet called Paul Cain? Has anyone heard about Paul Cain? Paul Cain. Anyway, go and read his story. I first read that story, I think, in 2000, how the guy was born. Man, the way some people are born is like, you ask yourself, are some people, you know, greater than others? You know, this guy, the mother had fibroids. She had heart disease. She had a blood, you understand? She was never going to what? You remember? Man, you read that story. And she was about 57 or 56. You know, And either it was an angel of the Lord or the Lord appeared to her. And told her, you're going to get a child. And then say, and you'll name him Paul. Then he told her what the child is going to do. Okay? Now, Paul Cain is one of those people Rick Joyner calls, okay, or used to call, spiritual father. His spiritual father. Now, Rick Joyner. Just imagine Rick Joyner calling Sammy, it's okay. My spiritual father is Sammy, you know. Now, you must be too serious. Do you understand? Now, that was Paul Cain. All right? Poor man, that's a guy. These things you hear people prophesying birthdays and what? Not fools, but you know, those who are new, the new kids on the block think, even to Biakata and Nikakati. Paul Cain was doing them, you know, many years ago. Do you understand? Paul Cain. Anyway, but he passed away on the 13th. Okay, in his 90s, I guess, you know. Now, sometime in his life, sadly, the guy entered what? Drinking, you know, he used to get drunk. And two, I guess there was, you know, if the guy what? And it be whatever, what? Homosexuality. Anyway, so, you know, the Rick Joyners, try to get him, to restore him. He first denied. Then later said, yeah, you know, I'm sorry. But then, then later Rick Joyner would hear him at a conference saying that he has always lived a celibate life. Remember, he had no wife. Apparently, it's God who told him to remain like that. But anyway, so Rick Joyner would hear him saying a celibate life. But he would be like, but you man, you know what happened. And you said you did it. They won't say it. But now you're telling people. So it means you haven't repented. And stories then they kept abounding that was still in the practice. All right? So anyway, one time, Rick Joyner says that Rick Joyner was caught up to heaven, met the Lord, Jesus, and apparently, I had Rick Joyner say this yesterday, that the Lord was very angry with Paul Cain for something he had done. You know, you see that the Lord, but the Lord didn't tell Joyner what Paul Cain had done. But apparently the Lord was very angry. You know, and Rick Joyner says, I never want to meet the Lord like that. You know, when I'm the one who has done this, you know, you see, because apparently the Lord was very angry. Okay. Now, those are the things that when you hear God angry, man, in my hyper grace days, there's that song, singing over me, you know, always your face is, you know, shining upon me, like always the Lord never gets, you know, the anger of God was satisfied on the cross, those things, But man, the Lord still gets angry at people, at Christians.
Hallelujah. And this is one of the things this what verse is saying. That the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Peter was writing to Christians. And he was telling them that the face of the Lord is against those, meaning that there are Christians who are, you know, practicing evil. And say the face of the Lord is against them. And for that matter, their prayers are not answered. Okay? The Lord, God's ears are not open to their prayers. Hallelujah. Now, God is taking us to a good land. Like Ukaro said, and it's true, we are crossing over. It is, you know, when a transition period, okay, going to a good land. Hallelujah. But the Lord doesn't want any of us, okay, to be left behind. Do you understand? Now, he's telling, you know, us, okay, that in order to qualify, please, you know, I want this blessing upon you so bad that I need you to what? To change your ways. You're listening to me, eh? Glory be to God. I want to answer your prayers. You understand? I want my ears to be open unto the prayers that you pray unto me. Do you understand? I want you to love life. I want you to see good days. I want you to inherit a blessing. Okay? And he's like, this is what you should do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, this is it is the same thing like going to heaven. You remember inheriting the kingdom? Inherit the kingdom. Jesus said that those who practice, you know, iniquity will not enter the kingdom. You remember? So this is the same thing again in life before the kingdom thing, heaven, you know. All right? God is like, there are some things you will not enjoy, some things which I want to do for you. Okay? A good life I want to give you. Okay? But if you're practicing iniquity, you know, like my hands are tied, for lack of a better term. Glory be to God. Do you remember what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. Okay? These are things you read, and that's, you know, and people don't give after the service. It says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? So this is inheriting the kingdom of God. Peter is talking about inheriting a blessing in this life. Okay? But they're all like, the prerequisites are the same. Okay? The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? Then he said, do not be deceived. Neither fornicators. So fornication can mess you up. Alright? That's why God wants, you know, people to stop doing those things. Idolaters, you know, Do you know, Most of you know, all of you, you know Elvis, Mbonye, okay? I don't call him what? A prophet anymore. If I'm to call him a prophet, I have to add the word false prophet. But man, that guy, Elvis, man, Elvis had no equal, in this country. He was a gift from heaven. Anyone who will ever say that he was always, you know, fake or false, that guy, that person is stupid. They just don't know, you know. And so, and for some of you who don't know, I was his best friend. We started Zoe together. So, you know, we are close, intimate. Elvis would have, you know, visions, visitations of the Lord. And the first person he would call to tell that dream would be me. You know, he would get his phone and say, Moses, where are you, man? He had an experience, man. Let's link up and I tell you. You know, it was in like, you know, when you have an experience like wonderful, there's a way in which you're burning to tell what? With someone. And it was always me. Then I would ask him, have you told so-and-so, someone close to him? Have you told us? He said, no. I was like, and he was real until sometime mid 2017, he departed from the Lord, you know, and you can see the fruit, okay, the fruit of what he's doing, you know, as in anyone who tries to stop that fruit, they're just wasting time. Every now and again, there's something which crops up. Something crops up. This one, you know, it can't stop because the tree went bad. Their wives calling themselves Elvis, people's wives, all over the internet, you guys now calling themselves Elvis, Elvis, Elvis. Okay? Now, when Elvis departed from the Lord, his mission is to take along with him as many people as possible. And when I observe these things, you know, I realize that, wait a minute, he is succeeding. Do you know how, one of the ways in which he's succeeding? Here, idolatry. So you're like, but people are still saying Jesus, Jesus, but he has them here, idolatry. Do you know, he's succeeding. You see, these things are very subtle, You know, idolatry, he has them. Do you know that if the Lord was to come back today, you leave this nonsense of one saved. Or do you know if the Lord was to come back today, do you know that many people in that place will, you know, will not enter the kingdom? Because one of the things he has them here. Do you understand? But they accepted, yes, but they are practicing. You remember, when Jesus said that many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord. Then the Lord said, no, depart from me. But you see, they did miracles, wonders, you know, in his name. You know, they cast out devils in the name of Jesus. Meaning that they were Christians. You understand? However, the Lord will say, no. Okay, why? They were practicing. Now, you know, Elvis has guys here. Idolatry. He has them. And they think things are still okay. Do you understand? Man, every time I read this word, my mind goes to what? To Zoe, man. Guys are going. He has them bulungi. And that stupid confession that always say, the God of what? My father. Elvis changed fathers. Do you understand? He changed fathers. So the more they say it, do you understand? And why, you know, you should ask yourself that, why do they have to say it? Why don't you just say God? Do you understand? Why? How many times did the Bible talk about the God of Paul? You know, my father Paul, you understand? So why is this a major thing? And it wasn't always like that. Why is it major? Because there's someone who knows why they have to make it major. You understand? Because every time they say that, they are not referring to God. You understand? And the more they say it, the more now the other father, or the other God rather, okay, gets an entry into their lives. To make them get worse and worse, you know, or off and off from the right track. They are basically paying allegiance. Okay, and so, idolaters, adulterers, okay? Okay, husbands who are here, please, don't what? Commit what? Adultery. Okay? Even what? Wives. Yeah, even wives, of course. Okay? No homosexuals, Rick Jenner was saying yesterday that he hopes, okay, Paul Cain, repented before he departed. Why was he saying that? Because he knows the scripture. Now, a guy was born like that. You know, born, I think the mother was in the 50s. She had fibroids, heart disease. In fact, she had breast cancer also. Basically, she had been told that you will never even be able to breastfeed a child on this breast. And the guy was born Paul Cain. But now they were, you know, there was a possibility that the guy might not enter what? You know, All right? Thieves. Okay? Thieves. Okay? Thieves are usually, most thieves are men. But these days also chicks are becoming sharp, man. That's why most jobs they wish need like accountant. Anyway, most, you know, right now it is easier for ladies to get jobs than men. Men, things are tight these days. But women, because there's this thing that women are good people, they're honest, you know. Of course now things are changing. Yeah, but most, you know, it is men who are more into what? Hammering people on the heads, you know. Shady land deals, what, you know. This lady will get you guys. You had better be careful. What's her name? Kano who? Nakalema. Alright, thieves, Then there's that one, Covetous people. Okay, drunkards, revilers, extortioners, pastors, extortioners. There is always an impartation service. Every Sunday, impartation. I tell impartation what? Not for free, a seed. The doctrine, The doctrine that what? That, in order to make, like, a promise, in order to turn it into a covenant, you have to what? To make a sacrifice. And there's a line in the Bible where they get it from. So if I give you a prophecy, alright, in order to turn it into a covenant with God, you have to what? Make a sacrifice. So that a sacrifice, however accurate the prophetic word was, it didn't count. So now, how many of you're here, you're like 50 or 60? I can just come on a certain Sunday. Actually, every Sunday, I prophesy a general prophecy. You understand? So that would mean that every Sunday you should have a what? In addition to what? The offering, the general, but now what? Because if you don't, the prophecy is useless. So you know, that is now being an extortioner. Why doesn't the sacrifice have to be the sacrifice of your lips of thanksgiving? Praise and worship. Prayer. Say, thank you, Lord. You understand? Because the Bible calls that a sacrifice. Isn't it? So anyway, extortioners, you know, they're not inheriting the kingdom of what? God. But now, while we are still here on earth, we read in Peter that God wants us to inherit a blessing. And the conditions are the same. Okay? Righteous living, having a consecrated life, a sanctified life unto the Lord. Glory be to God. You see, now this is a problem with this prosperity gospel, you know, which is of God, but of course when you take it to the extreme, it is no longer of God. And where people are not, where preachers are not telling, they're not also emphasizing holy living. You can hammer people on the head, cheat people, borrow and not pay, those things, You know, and it didn't matter. God loves you so much. He's going to bless you. Do you understand? There is also this other side. And which is actually the most important side of the coin. Alright? Deuteronomy chapter 28. Wonderful chapter. God tells the Jews, okay, as they get ready to cross over into the promised land, he tells them, Deuteronomy 28 from verse 2, he says, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Okay, blessings are coming upon you. You're inheriting a blessing. Peter said, a good life. You're going to see good days. So he says, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Why? Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Say that is Old Testament. I read to you the New Testament first. So now you can't argue with these things. Alright? This still applies. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Alright? Fruit of your body means children. Okay, you will have children. And they will not be ordinary children. Yeah? They will be blessed children. Okay, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground. Okay? And the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket. Okay? The basket which you use to harvest. Eh? Alright? And blessed shall be your kneading bowl. Eh? Okay? That means that the bowl for baking, you know, will never be empty. It will be blessed. You understand? Eh? This sounds like prosperity. Glory be to God. Where you sit in your car, eh? You lower the windows or you open them, eh? So that they, you know, put up your legs, and then you tell some guy passing by, life is good. Glory be to God. I was listening, to Impact FM, like a week ago. So these guys were talking, there are things in. They gave time to callers, people to call in. Some guy who called. Now, you remember, it's like, as in save time, okay? Where, you know, then the guy say, hello. Nzendi, he said, wahoo, Let's say, unze, Albert. Now, instead of saying what he wants to say, you know, time, you know, the guy first began by saying, Oblam buli butia. I was like, you see. You know, I guess if I own the radio station, I don't know. I think people will just stop calling. In fact, he said, Oblamu buluinji. Who said, guy, now, I think now, when I think about it right now, I think that guy was in his car, windows down, or open, you know, legs up, and just say, man, Oblamu buluinji. What about, you know, you guys on radio, you know, Okay, so, life is what? Yes, so he says, okay, verse 5, blessed shall be your kneading bowl and what? Basket. Let's jump to verse 7 and 8. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. Now, this verse is serious. Remember those guys, what you are talking about last Sunday? The Jews, the Israelites crossing over, okay? Jordan. The first city they overthrew and conquered was Jericho. Then there was another small city called Ai, you know? Small. That one, they even say, a few men and man. The Jews, the Israelites were hammered. They were hammered so bad, and Joshua couldn't believe it. You see, the enemies didn't flee. These weak guys, man, hammered the children of God. Children of God who had left Egypt to enter the promised land. Okay? And in a sense, they had entered the promised land. Remember, they had entered there? Jordan. Jericho was the promised land. Ah, in the promised land. But in the promised land, they were hammered. Okay? They lost badly. So when they inquired of the Lord, he revealed that there's someone among them who had taken something that was supposed to be consecrated unto the Lord. Okay? Gold and silver and some other items, which God had given specific instructions what to do with them. So in a sense, the guy was in sin. And for that reason, the enemies didn't flee in seven directions. They were hammered. Glory be to God. So these are the things where you can wonder why, what? Devils are always on your case. Why is it you that always devils are on your case? You know, your enemies are always, you understand? Oh, you're always losing, you understand? It could be that what? You think that as long as you're in the grace of God,
all is well. Do you understand? Okay, but it, so he tells them that, man, if you obey me, okay, guys will come, you know, against you in one direction, and they'll flee in seven. Hallelujah. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord is giving you. Verse 11, and the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock. Okay, plenty of goods in the what? Fruit of your body. So, what are these goods? What are these plenty of goods? Plenty of goods in the fruit of your body. So, what are those plenty of goods? You guys, this is not what a deep thing. What are they? Plenty of goods in the fruit of your body? People, there's nothing deep. You know, by now you should know that your pastor is not deep. Greek, Hebrew, what deep, you know. There's nothing deep. Plenty of goods is children. Hallelujah. So you have what? Plenty of what? Of children. There's a friend of mine, I think he has a, are they four kids or five? Anyway, four kids, I think. So anyway, he went to the U.S. Actually, he's here. Yeah. Dennis. So anyway, in December I was in the U.S. with kids. I think it was at an airport. And then I think the immigration officers were there. Was like, oh, these are, what did he say? Now, four is not much. You understand? In fact, you should get more. Four, plenty of goods in the fruit. Actually, Christine, yeah. Plenty of goods in the fruit of your what? Hallelujah. Dennis will say, but, you know, Pastor Moses, I mean, really, two, you know. The guys I meet, I say, no, for no musika. I mean, my kid, my girls will sick, you know. Glory be to God. So, blessed are the what? Are the guys they are going to marry. Glory be to God. So, plenty of goods. Okay, and then you will lend to many nations, but you borrow from none. Hallelujah. Most of these so-called rich guys in town, man, are broke guys, man. When you hear how they are running away from creditors, Okay, there's someone who keeps giving me that one, that info, man. All right? Glory be to God. Amen? Please don't forget God's intent, you know, on you crossing over, as Carol preached. This is, in a sense, like a continuation of what you're saying. Okay, this is why we're thanking God for the passage, because now we're getting into something else. Hallelujah. That's not rocket science. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Remember? The Lord told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Thou shalt meditate upon it day and night. Okay? That you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Okay? All right? Not to just meditate. But, you know, when you meditate, it will enable you to do what it says. Okay? And what will be the result? You say, then you will make your way prosperous. And you will have good success. Glory be to God. The prosperous life, the good success, was anchored on meditating on the law in order to do it. Do you understand? That is exactly what Peter said. The Lord has called us to inherit a blessing. And he tells us, therefore, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And if you do that, you will live a good life. You will love life. And you will see good days. Exactly what Joshua was taught by the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, I look, anyway. Yeah, anyway, I'll tell you. I look forward to, to a day when, like this church, like it will be thousands of people,
And 90% of them, people look at them and say, wow. Do you understand? These things of just shouting blessings, overtaking, and people are living the way they want. Ugh, man, these things are sad. There's a lady, she's not a lady now. There's a girl who used to be in this worship team. And so she left because of those things, you know, when I exposed Elvis. Now, apparently, and someone sent me a short video. I think you've seen it. Any of a song, like I know she was to release yesterday, and I don't know if she released it. Man, it was like a 20-second thing, but man, the things, man, that video. That's when I was like, but now that's not my fault as a pastor. In fact, a month or 2 months ago, there was that thing of she's releasing a song which will be sung in bars and what. So I was like, okay, but go slow on this. Just because some song will be sung in bars, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be evil. You know, because it could be telling the bar guys to get saved. So they, but you know, don't make what? Conclusions, you know. Man, someone sent me a thing. I was like, it's bad. Have you guys, some of you have seen it. The thing is, tell you what, the thing is bad. As in real, I think the right word to use is pornography, you know. Yeah. Man, this is sad. All right? Anyway, God tells Joshua, good success, prosperity, is dependent, is conditioned on meditating in the law in order to do it, not to just know what is there. I know that verse. I don't know it in the Greek, in the Hebrew, that word, you know, those things, but you're not what? Doing. Glory be to God. Amen. But please don't forget one of the major things, or the major thing God is saying, you're crossing over into a good land. You understand? That land where prayers you've made, you know, for I don't know how long, you're going to see answers. You understand? Promises God gave you, you're going to see some of those promises fulfilled. You understand? In this new thing that the Lord is doing, in this new land that the Lord is getting you into. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 12, as I conclude. Remember I told you I'm going to tell you the same thing I already told you. Romans chapter 12, from verse 1, Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world. Don't be like what? The world. Don't do the things the world does. Okay, you're different. You're set apart for the Lord. Okay? He said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay, so that what? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Glory be to God. That is essentially what Peter said. Depart from evil, stop lying, deceit, and then you what? Inherit a blessing, you'll say good, you know, good days. Okay, this is what Paul is saying. Do not be conformed to the standards of this world. Musicians, you know, sing good songs for Jesus. Man, yeah, let me leave this one. Yeah, okay. All right. There's nothing as hurting. But these things hurt. If some things are preachers to you. There's nothing as hurting as seeing like a gentleman, a guy, a chick, you know, a lady, okay, with a beautiful voice singing for Jesus. And the next minute, okay, you find them somewhere. As in singing now, not just songs of, nothing's going to change my love for you. You want to know by now how much I love you. Now, when you listen to that song, there's really nothing evil about it. All right? However, now there are these other songs. You understand? Where even man, even when you're with your child, you want like the ground. You understand? And you find this girl, minute one, or this guy, Sam, minute one, sing this song for the Lord, getting people to the prayer, and then minute two, as in dirty song. But they have seen those things, and it hurts. And you're seeing a gift. And sometimes you're like, man, first of all, at first you're like, man, I wish this gift was in reality. Like, I've seen those things. I've been to places, and you know, you hear beautiful voices. And in your heart, you're like, Mokama, Onobo Mutusindik. You know? First of all, you are impressed with our worship ability. You're like, well, send us this one, a dream, Okay? Then a minute later, Then you're like, Asigaleo, okay, maybe later come, we can help her to, you understand? But you're like, later in. Man, it hurts, I'm telling you, I mean it when you say it hurts. It hurts. Now, because me, I love worship. I love good sound, the good voices. So when you actually, it hurts. It hurts. It is so bad. But anyway, it says, don't be like the world, okay? And when you're not like them, then you'll be able to prove what is a good and what? Acceptable. And perfect, to prove, it means you test. You understand? You test and say, yeah. Glory be to God. You're like, yes, life is good. You understand? LG, local government. All right? But you see, there's a condition. Be transformed. You understand? Change your ways. You know, present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God. That means that your body, your mind, they're all set apart for God. That is holy living. That is righteous living. And he says that when you do that, you're going to prove, okay, what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Which, in the context of anything now, it is that thing of inheriting a good life, inheriting a blessing, okay, seeing good days, loving life. Glory be to God. Where God is, his ears are open to your prayers. Hallelujah. That's what God wants us to do. As we grow. Now, if you don't, you know, if you're, anyway, if in your life there are some things which are not right, which God is pointing at, and you refuse to let go of them, okay, you're just going to mess up yourself. Okay? It might prevent you from crossing over to that thing that God wants to do for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? There's nothing as wonderful as seeing, like, let's say, someone who's rich and man, and when they are so godly. That thing, man, it is so wonderful. But they are real balokol. Man, that thing, it's wonderful. Now, God wants you to be like that. Glory be to God. God wants you to be what? Like that. Hallelujah. Okay, by the way, she led praise and worship. Esther. That psalm she read, man, it was just saying this. It was basically talking about a crossing over. Psalm 136. Blessed be the Lord who got us out of Egypt,
got us across the Red Sea, or through the Red Sea. Blessed be God who fought against our enemies on the journey. You know, Bashan, king of, you know, his avengers, you know. Blessed be. Anyway, it was basically saying that. Do you understand? It was saying that, and I believe that was prophetic. Okay? We read all of it. I don't remember a day when the worship team read an entire psalm. But we did it today. And I was like, this must be the Lord. Okay? For those of you who came late, do you want to see it? Okay? But before we read it or we see it, let's read Psalm 1. Psalm 1 from verse 1 to 3. It says, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners. Okay? So he's not like them, you understand? Nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. Now, the effect is, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit, okay, in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Glory be to God. That is essentially what Peter said, and that is what God is saying unto you and I. Glory be to God. You meditate in the law of the Lord, like Joshua, so that you may be able to do what the Lord is saying, to live a life, okay, that is a blessing to God, that God is pleased in, okay? It says you have good success, you will prosper, you will inherit a blessing, your prayers shall be answered, God's ears will be open unto the prayers that you pray, okay? You will love life, and you will see good days. Okay, because you're crossing over into your promised land. You're crossing over into a good land. A land where your promises are going to be fulfilled. And God is going to what? Answer your prayers. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.